come forth from that door.
You will not forget, inshallah, that during one book, which took a year or so, he talked about you should do this, you shouldn't do this, you should avoid this, you should avoid that. At the end, he brought in a story to say, you don't count. He's doing it. He's the creator. At the end of the day, when you're there, you're not. You don't exist anymore, and all that stuff, right? Last paragraph. I know that your brain is ready to give up, to bring in hopelessness, to be confused, and you may become suicidal. Let me tell you this. The main thing is the seeker will find. Yes, the beloved will attract and all that, but remember that seeking is the only duty we know we have to do. And it will give the fruit. Yes?
When you sit on the road of a certain person, at last you will see also the face of a certain person. When every day you keep digging the earth from a pit, at last you will arrive at the pure water. If you may not believe, all know this, one day you will reap whatsoever you are sowing. You struck the stone against the iron, the fire did not flash out. This may not be, or if it be, it is rare.
Remember, here, we don't have that hopelessness. We hope. Why? Because first of all, I explained it, that curiosity in me is the gift of God. And that curiosity will lead me everywhere. So, I'm not negative here. I think that when you try, when you seek, you will find. When you sit, when you knock a door, at the end, they will open that door. When you have a piece of metal and a stone and you will do this, and there is no flare, there is. If there is not, something is wrong. Because normally, when you try, there is an outcome. There is a hope for a solution. Yes? Yeah, this is the important one. He to whom felicity and salvation are not apportioned, his mind regards not but
rarities.
Listen, yes, now I was talking about that, okay, when you try, you will succeed. If you do this, it will happen. I know a lot of silly people, they always look for the negative stuff. I'm not talking to them. Because, yes, it is possible, exceptionally, that somebody will seek and will find nothing. That's exception. Your lazy brain, for not working, will bring that in. Don't do that. This is something that you should remember, that the fellow who is not lucky enough is the fellow who is looking always in that exceptional stuff, not to accept the solution we bring him. Yes?
He to whom felicity and salvation are not apportioned, his mind regards naught but the rarities. That such and such a one sowed seed and had no crop, while that one bore away an oyster shell, and the shell had no pearl. Balaam, son of Baur, and the accursed Iblis, their acts of worship and their religion availed them not. The hundreds.
What was that? He brought two examples. He said, you know, I told you, the fellow people, they look at these exceptions. The fellow will say, you know what? I know this fellow, he was doing agriculture and he didn't succeed. So what? So yes, for any reason one fellow didn't succeed. This is good enough for me to deny the necessity or the usefulness of agriculture, but they will do it. Or they will tell you that these Balaam and Baur, these two fellows who prayed a lot at the end, they are nasty fellows. So what? This is exception. Normally, all the people who pray will end up good. Yes, there are some exceptions. Don't stick to those. Yes.
The hundreds of thousands of prophets and travelers on the way do not come into the mind of that evil-thinking man.
The negative thinker, they will never think about the successful stuff that we tell you. Of course, I don't have billions of these people to show at you, but I will find a handful successful elite. I will show it to you. What do you say? You say, oh, our neighbor is a silly, stupid fellow, and he has done nothing, so what? Don't look at that, yes?
He takes these two which produce darkness. How should ill fate put aught but this in his heart? Oh, there is many a one that eats bread with a glad heart, and it becomes the death of him.
This is a very good example. You say, you know what? I know a couple of people, they put the bread in the mouth, swallowing it, it stuck here, and they died. So you will not ever have a bread in your mouth. Really?
Oh, there is many a one that eats bread with a glad heart, and it becomes the death of him. It sticks in his gullet. Go then, O ill-fated man, do not eat bread at all, lest thou fall like him into bale and woe. Hundreds of thousands of folk are eating loaves of bread and gaining strength and nourishing the spirit. How hast thou fallen into that rare calamity, unless thou art deprived and art born a fool?
This is the good swearing at the end. He will say, listen, I told you all the examples, and I know a lot of good people who are enlightened. I was one of those lucky ones, so I know what enlightenment is. But I know that when I'm talking about enlightenment, you will show me somebody who tried and didn't succeed. So this is my problem with you. This is life. You bring in the story that somebody eating died, so nobody will eat. This is the stupid stuff. Yes?
He has forsaken this world for the sunshine and the light, and has plunged his head into the pit, saying, if it is true, then where is the radiance? Lift up thy head from the pit and look, O miserable wretch. The whole world, east and west, obtained that light. Whilst thou art in the pit, it will not shine upon thee.
Who did it? He's telling you. Listen, this is as simple as this. I'm talking about light and enlightenment. Okay, this light is everywhere. It's visible. You don't see it. Why? You are in the well of your ego. Remember it. We talked about it. That you are deep in your ego. You don't see anything. Is that okay? You are in the well. Come out. Everybody could see this light. But as long as you are that selfish and you're drowned in the well of your ego, of course you will not see it. Yes?
Leave the pit. Go to the palace and the vineyards. Do not wrangle here. Know that quarreling is unlucky. Beware, do not say, mark you, such and such a one sowed seed, and in such and such a year the locust devoured what he had sown. Why then should I sow? For there is danger in this respect. Why should I scatter this corn from my hand? And he who did not neglect to sow and labor fills his barn to your confusion.
Okay. Do not forget, Rumi's talking, it's about 800 years ago. Okay? So, there is no technology and computer system and cyberspace and all that. It's agriculture. It's not even the Industrial Revolution, right? So the best example is agriculture. You say, yeah. When I tell you that you should work, you will say, I know this fellow, he tried, and that year, the, what was it?
Grasshopper. Yeah.
Eat everything. So I will not do it. You are stupid. Because the other people, they don't look at that exception. They look at the normal agriculture, and they do the agriculture, and they have everything. As simple as that. Yes.
Since he was patiently knocking at the door, at last one day he obtained a meeting in private. From fear of the night patrol, he sprang by night into the orchard. He found his beloved as candle and lamp.
What does that mean? This is another trick of Rumi. This is not the ending story of book 3. This is the beginning story of book 4. And in book 4 you will see it. Everything is about that. Why? Because up to here, Rumi was explaining the path to the garden of beloved, right? What is after that? That's another story. What's your duty after you understood you arrived? But he will open it here, right at the end of this, to say what? Yes.
At that
see,
moment,
this simple stuff. You want to understand what's illogical? We'll study it in the next book. Next week we talk about unity. Means what? Oh, very complicated stuff. When we want to talk about it, we'll bring this fellow. You will see. But here, I will bring it for you to understand the upside-down position. Okay? So, I'm not telling you this story. Just the simple one-minute explanation of the story. There is this guy who is running from the police. Running here and there, will jump from a wall and will arrive in the garden of beloved. What will happen? Huh? The guy will stand and say, oh God, thank you, and please give a big gift to this police fellow. Yes, he is bad, but he was good for me. He saved me, isn't it? This is the problem we'll see in book 4. But here, remember, this is what is not understandable before arriving over there. This fellow can never appreciate the police who is trying to handcuff him. At the end, you will understand that even that was not bad. I hated that moment, but in that moment that I hated it and I was running away, somebody was helping me, and that was my lucky day. This is how complicated it is. Yes?
At that moment, he said to the maker of the means, O God, have mercy on the night patrol. Unbeknown, thou hast created the means. From the gate of hell, thou hast brought me to paradise. Thou hast made this affair a means, to the end that I may not hold a single thorn in contempt.
Listen carefully. What did he say? Okay, thank you God because you made it happen. Because something which looks bad could be good for me, and we don't know what's what and that. You did this to me for me to learn what? That nothing is less important. Nothing is let go of it is a problem. Everything is important. This machine of existence is working all together. You take one piece here away, everything could be ruined. This is how it works. So a lot of these pains, sorrow, sadness, difficulty, loneliness, getting lost, these are all good. That's how it is. Because when the fruit is out, then your agriculture